Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Yo, ho, ho, ho. Welcome in to a funky flashback Friday here on the Odd Couple. Rob Parker along with the legend Andy Furman filling in for Chris Broussard. And man, what a show we have for you today. And we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live!
Thank you, Bill. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So much to do, so little time. Mark Medina, Fox Sports Radio NBA insider, he'll join us in about 30 minutes. We'll talk some NBA. In the second hour, we'll hear from Malik Wright. He is a content reporter for MLBBro.com. We'll catch up with him. And in the final hour, Charles McDonald. He covers the NFL for Yahoo Sports. So plenty of guests to keep you entertained when we're not entertaining you. But anytime I get to work with the radio legend, the legend that is Cincinnati.
You're embarrassing me. Stop.
His name is Andy Furman. Andy, what's happening, buddy? How are you?
You're my guy. Congratulations. This Hall of Fame thing, it doesn't stop. You're in more Hall of Fame than anybody I know, really.
My
Great.
Goodness.
It's tremendous.
I am I'm humbled by it, Andy, to say the least, but thank you so much. How are you, my friend? I know.
You know what? I hate to be a downer.
You had surgery. Tell me how you're feeling. Are you recovering?
I'm feeling good. I mean, that was back in May. I had hip replacement surgery, so everything is good. The only bad thing is when I go to the airport right now, they made me take my pants off, but that's okay.
You know? Is that all right? And then they said you can't carry packages that big through the airport. Is that
I know. I have to ship at FedEx. You're right. You're exactly right. But, you know, as I say, I hate to be a downer, but we had to put our dog down yesterday, and that hurts. Aww. It really does. 15 years old, a little pug, and like part of the family, you know? It's tough. It really is tough. You know, the house is a little quiet right now, so
are you going to get another dog or probably not?
No, I can't do it. It's the third one, and I can't go through it anymore. I just can't.
No more. I understand.
No doubt. Right.
Okay. Well, let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew. We wouldn't be able to do this fine little radio program without them. Brian Trufa, the Truth, is producing in Brandon. What did I say, Brian? Brandon. I'm so sorry. Brandon Trufa, the Truth. The Trufa is filling in for Rob G. Sorry, Brandon. Of course, Alex is our engineer. And Steve DeSager is at the anchor desk. He'll keep us updated throughout the program. And Brandon, you know what? I just sent a package to the former major leaguer, Brian Jordan, who was on the podcast, so I apologize.
Wow.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Let's start, Andy, with the NBA and James Harden. James Harden already called Daryl Morey, the 76ers president, a liar, not once, but twice, Andy. And now he's saying the relationship between him and the 76ers organization cannot, N-O-T, be repaired. He doesn't want to be there. He doesn't trust Daryl Morey. And he wants out, even though he was the one who re-upped his contract to be able to come back to Philadelphia. And as soon as he did that, he asked for it to be over. He was quoted saying, I've been patient all summer. For me, it's just focus on what I can control and getting ready for this season. So he just doesn't want to be there. He's put out feelers saying that he would be willing to go play in China. And I'm going to ask you, Mr. Andy Furman, put on your general manager's hat. Act like this is the Cincinnati Royals and they got an NBA team again. And you're the GM.
Right.
What do you do with James Harden?
I would say this. A normal situation, I would say the majority of fans, when you open the phone lines, I'd say they're down on Harden. You know, he's no good. He's a cancer on a team. He's attacking the general manager. And I'm taking the other approach. I'll tell you why. Yeah, you're right. He's 33 years old. I think he's a future Hall of Famer, averaged about 25 a game career. Okay. He did re-up, but he re-upped on the condition that the 76ers would trade him to the LA Clippers. And this is according to several people, and I read this story the other day in the New York Times. That was the condition. Yeah, I'll re-up with you guys, but you got to trade me to the Clippers. So basically, Daryl Morey is a liar, right? And Daryl Morey, and people are going to say, well, you know, he took care of him in Houston when Daryl Morey was a GM in Houston.
He sure did, though. You can't dispute that.
No doubt.
Come on
now. He brought
him to Philadelphia. And he got him from Brooklyn, right, when he gave up a lot to get him from the Nets. So he has a few times done things to help James Harden. Would you say that?
Right. No, okay. I'm hearing what you say, and I think there's a better way to go about doing it, but I think in this day and age, when an athlete goes public, when he goes either social media or basically in the hardcore media, usually things get done. I'm surprised he hasn't.
What if there's no deal for him? Like the deal is no good for Philadelphia. I mean, this is my issue with the Damian Lillard. Damian Lillard asked to be traded 6 weeks, 2 months ago, right? 6 weeks at least. Nothing's happened. Portland's not going to just give him away, Andy. Don't you have to get, if you're going to give away a player of that ilk, you got to get something in the deal for your organization.
It ain't about
making the players just happy. Oh, trade me for a bag of balls and some rosin. I mean, come on. That's not how it goes. So maybe the deal that they thought they could have done with the Clippers just isn't available because they're not willing to part with the players that the 76ers need. They have Joel Embiid, a franchise player, who they need somebody to be around him. So they just can't give him away. That's why I'm saying, I hear what you're saying about them re-upping, but you know how this thing is done. Andy, that's why people have contracts, right?
They don't mean anything.
I'm saying, but word of saying I'm going to do this or do that for you, you can't always live up to that. That's why you have to get it in writing.
Right, but here's the possibility that may happen. If, in fact, Harden goes, there's a real good chance that Joel Embiid may go, because some of the comments we heard from Joel Embiid were the fact that he wants to play for a championship team, meaning that he doesn't think the 76ers are that team. However, I think that's kind of ludicrous, because here's the guy who was the MVP. Here's the guy who's coach Doc Rivers at the time basically pushed him into getting that MVP. So I think it's on your shoulders. You're the freaking MVP, you know? And you're crying about not winning or going deep in the playoffs? Come on, really?
And he didn't play well when it mattered.
No.
So, I mean, that's the part that is a little surprising. But I'm going to tell you, you said you would make the deal and move Harden. I'm telling you, if I'm the 76ers, I wouldn't. I wouldn't cave in. This guy has had his way. He forced his way out of Houston, forced his way out of Brooklyn. They went out and stuck their necks out for him again in Philadelphia. And now he wants to force his way out. I'm not catering.
You can't have an unhappy guy on your roster. That's the thing.
Listen, don't show up and don't take my $35 million. I'm fine with that. I'm dead serious. Sometimes you got to draw a line in the sand. You just can't cave every time. You can't cave all the time, Andy, every time.
But the 76ers have. There's a history of the 76ers caving. In 1992, Charles Barkley, he was gone, okay? Allen Iverson, he was frustrated with the 76ers. He was traded in 06. Andre Iguodala, he was traded in 2012. There's a history with that franchise that players are upset, and when they cry, they get traded.
Yes, but James Harden is a whopper. With the extra sauce and all
that other stuff.
I mean, this guy has done this time and time again, and that's my point. I get it if a player wants to move on and handles it a certain way. How many times is this guy going to pull this act? It's just like, Andy, you know, marrying an alcoholic, and then you're surprised that she wants to stop off at the liquor store on the way home, right? He told you who he was, didn't he?
Right, but here's the thing. He was promised. He said, I'll re-up if you trade me to the Clippers. So, you know, here's the one point. Look, I agree with you. The guy's a troublemaker. He's a hell of a player, but he's 33 in the twilight of his career. No doubt about that. You know, but he's a hell of a player.
And he can't give it to you every night. You saw what happened against Philadelphia's
But he was promised, saying, I'll re-up if you trade me to the Clippers. That's why he's calling Daryl Morey a liar. That's why.
Yeah, but I'm trying to tell you that it's one thing to say, okay, re-up, and can you move me? It doesn't mean I can guarantee a trade. You're asking a GM. And once you do that with the Clippers, and they have you over a barrel, they don't have to give you anything. Do you see what I'm saying?
They couldn't find a suitable deal. There's no
exactly.
Doubt.
Exactly. And that's different from telling a guy where you have no intentions of trading him and you just can't find the deal. Damian Lillard did the same thing to Portland when he said he only wants to go to Miami. There goes your leverage, right? What is Miami going to do? Offer you nothing because you're stuck. It's bad. That's why players shouldn't do that in public. But I'm saying if James Harden wants to go to China and play or sit out or whatever, and I get to keep and I suspend him and keep my $35 million, I'll do it. I'm just not going to cave into this guy again. He's done this time and time again. At some point, man, when is owners who own the team and front office people who are running the team going to put their foot down?
You know what? You can't. I got to tell you right now, you can't, because who has the leverage? They're the stars. They're what the people pay to see play. These are the guys, really. You know, it's easy to say, I'm going to put my foot down. I don't want a guy like James Harden, you know, showing up late, getting overweight like he does at times, you know, not coming to games, claiming that he's sick. I don't want that in my locker room. I don't want that. You got to give in. I mean, it hurts. It's terrible. That's the nature of the beast. But here's the deal. I'm not a big fan of Daryl Morey. Really? When he was GM back in Houston, I think it was 2019, he traded Chris Paul and a couple of first-round picks for Russell Westbrook. And then the Rockets lost the second round of the Western Conference players. What has he done as a GM in the NBA? He's never won. Never
Zero.
Won a thing.
I agree with that. I'm always amazed when he got hired there. But Philadelphia, they hired Daryl Morey. They hired Doc Rivers, who was coming off a terrible playoff loss when the Clippers blew a 3-1 lead and then they went and signed him anyway. I mean, I don't understand the ownership and some of the hires. But, all right, we want to hear from you.
Yes.
877-99 on Fox for you laymen out there. That's 877-996-6369. Andy Furman says, hey, the dude wants out. I don't want him around. He's going to trade him. I say make him sweat. Make him not show up. Save your $35 million and fine, you know, let fine him for not coming to work and make him just like the Nets did with Kevin Durant. Remember he wanted a trade? They didn't do it. Yeah. They said that they couldn't get equal value.
Right.
And they refused to just give him away. Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Andy Furman.
Yes, sir.
Both of us are big baseball fans. We love baseball. And Andy and I are both from New York originally.
Correct.
And New York is like a few teams in the Northeast where baseball is king, right, Andy? Baseball is king in New York.
When they win.
Nah, what are you talking about?
Do you think baseball is still king in New York? I don't know.
Easily.
Well, Yankees. Well,
yes.
Come on. It's a tough call.
It's not a tough call.
Okay, baseball, they're king.
Baseball at one point, can I give it to you?
Please.
When they opened the two stadiums, New York, they drew 8 million fans between the Mets and Yankees. Just think about that number. And I know there's a new stadium.
Well, there's a city that had three teams at one time.
I know.
Yeah.
8 million people went through the turnstile. That's pretty incredible for a city of 8 million people.
No, you're right.
Okay.
You're right.
All right, so here's my point. So for years, you've been hearing the false narrative that baseball was a dinosaur, was the old gray lady, it was a newspaper, it was dying. All the fans at the ballpark were 55-year-old white men still reading the daily newspaper, and the future of baseball was dead. Even though we kept seeing players getting $300 million contracts, the revenue coming in, and now, Andy, there was a new report, and Brandon, it was in Forbes, correct?
Yes, it was. Maury Brown in Forbes.
And Andy, you got to read it.
I
read it. It was eye-popping at the stuff that it talked about and how baseball has endeared itself to advertisers, that some of the things that you look for, like the younger viewer or fan, has made its way to baseball. The streaming numbers are big. And the other thing, too, Andy, that's not really talked about that much in that article, is ultimately when gambling becomes nationwide, baseball will be the biggest winner from gambling.
Because that shocked me, because I think it's a tough game to gamble on.
No, see, but it is unless you're gambling as the game goes on. If a guy strikes out.
Oh, I hear what
you're saying.
If a guy
gets a hit. If a guy hits a home run.
Andy, so you're not gambling on the team as much yet. The individual,
you see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, how many innings a pitcher's going to go or something like that.
Exactly. Stuff like that, but you have more time to be able to put those bets in. Do you know?
Right.
And I think that is going to enhance it because baseball has more inventory than the other sports.
Right. I'm going to throw games. Something that really justifies what you just said early on about in New York City, baseball's king. This is in the article in Forbes. In the New York market area, get this, the Mets have a larger audience per game than the Knicks and the Rangers combined.
There you go.
That's amazing. That's an amazing stat.
And that's not even the Yankees. This is the Mets.
The Mets.
Who have won three championships in the history of won two, right? 69 and 86.
Yeah.
And they have a bigger fan base than the Knicks. In that
and
article
Rangers
as
combined.
Well.
Yeah.
In that article as well, it talked about the Lakers and the Dodgers, who have better ratings, TV ratings in L.A. Dodgers.
Right. No, you're right. But here's the thing. I think that you cannot convince the general public of this because of, A, TV ratings. Every time you see an All-Star game, the story after the All-Star game is how bad the TV ratings were. And I think the longevity of the season does not help the game. You know, here's the deal. They based on this data that the NFL sees 188.4 million fans. Major League Baseball has 171.1 million fans. But they're going to come back and argue and say, well, yeah, you know, NFL plays 17 games. Look what they draw. And baseball has 162 games. You know, that's what they're going to say. That's what they'll tell you.
Because the number I look at, see, here's the problem with TV ratings. And it's been fraudulent forever, Andy, okay? If you have, let's go back to the NFL, let's say 16-game season, all these years, right?
Right.
16 games, and if you looked at baseball and did the same numerical numbers as far as viewership, one baseball game isn't equivalent to one football game. One football game is equivalent to 10 baseball games, right?
Correct.
So when you look at it game for game and go, oh, well, look at the football numbers or whatever. Well, it's of course. You have less to watch. You tell me, Andy Furman, if there were 17 Dodger games, could you get a ticket?
But I'll come back if there were 17 Oakland A games. Can you get a ticket? They'll give you the ticket.
No, I got it. There are some teams, but I'm talking about because I could do the same thing in the NFL. You remember, right. There used to be blackouts.
Right.
And then they couldn't sell all the seats. People don't want to go, Andy. People would rather stay at home. And so they had to drop the blackout because a lot of games would not be on because they couldn't sell the threshold of 80% of the stadium. True
and the key and the key for baseball is this. I still think that baseball is the best bargain in sports as far as the fan is concerned.
Not even close.
You go to a Reds game in Cincinnati for $5. For $5. Really?
And you could get it ain't. I just told you about my NBA experience and paying $500 a ticket. Like there are no. You go to a baseball game, you can get in. Matter of fact, that tickets I didn't use. A friend of mine bought them from me. Four tickets on the first level at the Nationals, Andy, on Tuesday night against the Red Sox, $25 a ticket. I mean, right. You could take a family of four. That's $100. Can
no
you
doubt.
Do that?
No, it's 100%. Family friendly. I mean, it costs more to park a car going to an NFL game than a ticket for a baseball game.
No doubt about it. And I think that there's a narrative that has been out there that has just painted a picture that really isn't true. And I've always talked about the way to gauge it is not just on the attendance. And I'm going to tell you where baseball and football split and people decided that football was more popular is when the gambling aspect of the fantasy leagues, Andy,
no doubt.
Took over. Because you remember when the NFL was dropped by CBS and dropped by NBC. Like that was came off of ABC and went to cable when they dropped Monday Night Football from,
correct.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like that wasn't because the NFL was doing great. It was because the NFL wasn't doing great. And it's changed because there's a gambling and money aspect that baseball never had. You said
but it's
it earlier.
More than the gambling and the money aspect. What fantasy football does is A, brings people together to follow the sport, and B, educates people that they know the players in the sport, which is not happening in baseball. For example, yeah. I'll go to a Cincinnati Bengals game and I'll sit in the stands and I'll hear people rooting for players on the other team. And I'll say, what are you doing? You're in Cincinnati. No, I got them in my fantasy league.
But I get that, and that's the dumb part to me, and fans. I just don't understand it. I've never even watched the Red Zone. You know why? I've never watched the Red Zone. You know why? I want to watch the entire football game.
Well, I agree.
Offense, defense. It's not just when a team is inside the 20-yard line. I want to see the whole game. I want to watch
you.
A game. Yeah. And so it just doesn't appeal to me, but I get it with the fantasy and fans. All I'm saying to you is baseball has never been healthier. We fantasize about the 50s and Mickey Mantle and the Yankees. And go look at the attendance numbers, Andy. Go look at the revenue. Baseball is an $11 billion industry.
The money is there. I agree with you. But I think what hurts baseball, the demographics hurt baseball.
No, but that's that article talked about.
I know, and I can't believe it.
That the demographics aren't what they have been. People have been preaching about it for so long that it was a dinosaur and that it was just old guys. And the streaming numbers are big. I was the article again. Andy, let everybody know that you got to go read this article.
It's in Forbes.com by Maury Brown. Maury Brown wrote the article, and really and truly, I'm shocked. I mean, really, it was like a slap in the face because he's saying in the article that there's a younger group between the ages of 13 to 18 that shows Major League Baseball fans start at a very young age. Why? Because they play the game. And I'm thinking, we've been taught that they don't play baseball anymore as kids because you can't get that many kids together to play a game. They're playing basketball because you can play 2-on-2.
Right, but the difference is more kids are playing organized. It's not schoolyard or neighborhood baseball like we played, Andy. Are you watching the Little League World Series on television?
No.
I'm just saying.
No, I know.
But there's 1,000 games on.
Yeah,
kids
right.
are playing baseball. The idea that kids don't play baseball is ludicrous if you turn on ESPN. I mean, it's amazing where we are with kids playing baseball. And here's the tweet from Maury Brown, who wrote the story. This tweet said, quote, "The notion that baseball is dying or that its base is 55 and older is false. Fans are built at childhood, and MLB has a higher percentage than the NFL, NBA, and NHL of what they have," in quotes, Andy, "forever fans." More of this at the article link. So you got to read this article.
Okay, so let me do this. This is great. This is information I had no idea it was true, and it's wonderful and it's informative. So what does Major League Baseball need to do now to take the next step? Rob Manfred has to get a hold of Maury Brown and have him go to every Major League ballpark and get on either the radio cast or the TV game and talk about it between innings and tell the people and sell baseball and get this mindset that baseball is for old people and great people. It's not. I didn't know that. But Rob Manfred has to get a hold of Maury Brown to sell this to the American public.
Well, I think, and you're right, the narrative needs to be sold, but not the game. Andy,
right,
the
right.
Changes in the game, baseball attendance is up 9% to the levels of 1998. We haven't seen these many people go through baseball turnstiles. So the rule changes, Andy. The pitch clock, games are 2 hours and 30 minutes. People don't have time. It's not boring. You're not sitting around.
Right.
The pace of the game is better. There are more stolen bases. No shift. It's not home run or strikeout. There's hitting runs. There's all kinds of other things that are happening. The game and the pace has changed for the better.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Now let's welcome in Charles McDonald. He's at Yahoo Sports, and he covers the NFL, and he joins us here on The Odd Couple. Charles, how are you? Welcome in.
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
Doing great. Great to have you join the program. I believe you're based in New York, correct?
That's right. I live in Brooklyn. Yes. I've been out at a Giants and Jets camp this week.
So that's what I was going to ask you about, the noise of the Jets hype and the Jets going to the Super Bowl and all that. How much are you buying? Or are you all the way in? Are you on the bandwagon, or are you not sure?
I mean, they're talented enough to win the Super Bowl, right? But there's two things kind of in their path. One, they play in maybe the toughest division in football, the AFC East, where you have two other teams, Buffalo and Miami, who also have their own Super Bowl quality squads and Super Bowl aspirations. And then you have the Patriots, who even in this like iteration of them, without Tom Brady, they're still pretty tough out and should have one of the best defenses in the league. And then like the second part that is the more tangible thing that we've seen at practice this week is the offensive line is struggling right now. When Tampa Bay was there for their joint practice on Wednesday, outside of all the fights that broke out, they kind of pummeled them in the trenches as far as Tampa Bay's front seven versus the Jets' offensive line was concerned. So they're going to have to figure that out. Aaron Rodgers even said this week, he was like, you know, at some point, we got to get to a starting five and commit to it. They're going to get Elijah Vera Tucker back from injury, which will be a big help. He's probably their best offensive lineman. And then we'll see, you know, what kind of shape Mekhi Becton is in tomorrow when they play their preseason game against the Buccaneers, because I think he's a wild card there. But, you know, it's kind of interesting, like, watching them play because in practice, I should say, because if they were just a 7-on-7 team, you could convince me it was the best team in the league. I mean, Garrett Wilson looks amazing. Alan Lazard, Randall Cobb, like, having those guys in your second and third receivers is a good spot for any team to be in, but it's not 7-on-7. It's 11-on-11. I think when you factor in the offensive line talent, it gets a little bit scary for them, especially when you look at some of the defensive lines across the division. You know, we already talked about the Patriots, but the Bills have Von Miller and Ed Oliver. The Dolphins, they have Christian Wilkins and guys like Raekwon Davis. So it's going to be a tough out for them, even as talented as they are.
Charles McDonald, you can talk about the Jets hype all you want, but it's really Aaron Rodgers hype. But I think the real hype in the NFL this year is the Detroit Lions. I think that's for real.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Lions, doesn't it feel crazy to say this about the Lions? Like, they could win the NFC North and probably should be, like, the favorites to win the NFC North. Because one of the things that I don't think people realized about the Lions last year is, like, as good as they were on offense, they were tremendous. They didn't even have their whole offensive line healthy for the entire season. You know, they're going to hope to get a full season from Craig Ragnow this year. Vitae is going to be back at right guard. So now, you know, we look at just the five that they have with Taylor Decker, Jordan Jackson, Penei Sewell joining those. That's maybe the best offensive line in the league. So, like, now with the Lions, they have some of your core spots stabilized. We have offensive line stabilized. Running back talent is going to be good because not only did you draft Jahmyr Gibbs in the first round, but you signed David Montgomery from Chicago. So, like, you're looking for your wild card. Can we get Jameson Williams to complement Amon-Ra St. Brown when he gets back from his injury? Are we going to have another playmaker on defense to kind of join Aiden Hutchinson and those guys? So, I don't know, you know, if it's a team that's ready to go all the way and win a Super Bowl yet, but they certainly have the pieces to win the NFC North when you look at the rest of the division and maybe even play spoiler in the playoffs when they get there. I think the only thing that's kind of holding them back is maybe their secondary talent. It's not quite where it needs to be, but when you have an offense that, you know, outside of quarterback is maybe the most talented group in the league, especially when you're looking up front and at the running backs, they're going to win a lot of football games this year. And they're going to score a lot of points. You know, they have one of the brightest offensive minds in the league with Ben Johnson really helped transform that run game last year. So it's weird. You know, exciting times for Detroit football now.
I want to give a public service announcement that the Detroit Lions have won one playoff game since 1957 and since Moby Dick was a guppy. And people who are talking about them going to the Super Bowl need to just pump the brakes on that. I mean, are you
kidding? Yeah.
They got one playoff win since 1957. That date back to 1991. They've never won the NFC North. Are they better? Yes. But there's a difference when people aren't expecting anything from you. Remember, they started 1-6, and then they started winning. And a difference, Andy, when you're now talking about you're this and you're going to the Super Bowl and all that other stuff.
But there's no Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins going to be flaky.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll see. I'm still going to pick the Vikings to win the division. Last thing, we only got about a minute here. Deshaun Watson and the Browns, I mean, the offense has been – he was unimpressive. Last year, I get it, the rust. They say that the offense still isn't that smooth, and he still doesn't look like the, you know, Pro Bowl quarterback he was with the Texans.
Look, I don't know about y'all, but – I will say this. If I went basically 2 years without doing my job and, like, you know, the most high-pressure settings of it, I might not be that good at it either. So I think with Deshaun Watson, look, he's obviously got, you know, the stuff that happened off the field with him as far as, like, all the lawsuits are concerned. But, you know, there's also the truth that before all that happened, he was one of the best quarterbacks in football. And then you sit out the year with Houston, you get the 11-game suspension last year. So that's really a long time to be away from the game when you think about it. And even when that year when he was in Houston when he didn't play, remember, he was a part of the team, but he was at practice and they had him playing like scout team safety and stuff like that. So, you know, I think that that's a concerning spot for the Browns, because if you look at them like this, the whole season, it revolves around how good Deshaun Watson is. If he's bad, they're just like a frisky team that can maybe upset you every once in a while. If he is average, they're probably a good team. And if he's great, like, that's a team that can win the division. I don't know. You know, I kind of question how great the entirety of the supporting cast is around him. But at the same time, if he's good enough, they have enough pieces where you can kind of elevate and get them to a division win. And, you know, once you're hosting the playoffs, then anything can happen.
All right. His name is Charles McDonald from Yahoo Sports. He covers the NFL. Charles, man, thank you. Have a great weekend. Thanks for the knowledge.
Yep, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, appreciate it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.